absolutely. You know, manufacturing is not off limits.
Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Haley Steele, Marketing Coordinator with MassMEP. This podcast, Manufacturing Month, had so much content you are about to listen to episode 2. In the last episode, we spoke about Manufacturing Day and its impact in Massachusetts. Here we begin with Paula Martell, Human Resource Manager with Northeastern Machine, speaking about the importance of resources for Manufacturing Day.
Well, I would say that the MEP has been a great resource for us and also a great partner in Manufacturing Day. We've done a Facebook live stream for the Mass MEP during a Manufacturing Day. They've brought people to our tours. They've visited with somebody else who's interested in putting their toe in the pond, as I like to say. They've assisted us in technical ways. They've brought us swag. One of the things that I do is every high school who tours with us, the students all register and I do a door prize. And the door prize is swag. Well, the swag is really to connect the student to manufacturing. So it's, you know, a metal supplier's t-shirt and it's the Mass MEP, you know, mug, and I often have to weed out things that are less appropriate that vendors send me. But there's a lot of things that I'm trying to say to the students. Here's who we work with. Here's other people in the manufacturing umbrella. It's just not about our company. It's about a community. And so Mass MEP has often helped us connect with new members of the community, both professionally and through Manufacturing Day. So I think they've been a huge resource to us.
Well, thanks, Paula.
I can add in real quick, Haley, to Paula's point, which kind of reminded me when she was talking about her swag. Something I saw that was really cool last year is some manufacturers were sending kids home with 3D printed pieces. So that was amazing. And it could have been anything from, you know, a small trinket to, you know, an actual, like, you can pick your favorite animal and have it 3D printed. So it was just, a really great way to get them interested in the technologies. I mean, you're basically promoting your technologies by giving them something cool to take home with them. So lots of cool ideas that we've seen out there too.
So we have a preschool that we work with that has a 3D printer, and they wanted to set up a way for classrooms to place an order for 3D printed items. And they had no way to make a purchase order, and they didn't really know what they were doing. So we created a purchase order for them in our ERP system with their logo. And then the students can take orders or 3D printed items. And so it's been a great collaboration.
Wow. Geez, Paula, you're starting them young in preschool. This is great.
I have a couple of blueprints that we use with little children of how to build a rocket ship that's a straw rocket ship, and also how to build an airplane out of candy, and all the candies got no peanuts in it because that's important. And I take that out to preschools and the kids build things using a blueprint, and they find all the components that they need for their build. And we use the blueprint as a teaching tool. So yes, I start them very young. That's true.
Well, that's great. Hopefully you're teaching them some lean methodologies that you've learned from us at Mass MEP, right? There's not a lot of waste.
Of course. Yeah. No waste.
Oh, it's great. That's funny. Oh, that's, I mean, it's incredible to think that we're, you know, we talked about things yesterday. I was talking to Christy about things, and she's just saying, when you think about how much younger they're starting with things, but even like that, it opens their mind, I think, to so much more and what they really can get into and what's available to them at their fingertips. But I think also showing that to them, like you're saying, you're giving that, you're providing that to them. So it's just that, like you said, that little bit of effort, and look what you know, the impact that it's making from that.
Well, I'm sure Nicole could speak to this too, but women in manufacturing, or in what people call the non-traditional fields for women, are much more likely to spurn interest for girls and women if you expose them at that, you know, pre-middle school age, because there's less peer pressure. Mm-hmm. So if it's cool to be an engineer when you're 10, it may still be cool to be an engineer when you're 15.
Yeah,
and I absolutely agree with that. I mean, we have seen even a huge push in STEM activities. And really getting girls and women involved, and even, you know, to your point, Paula, starting very young and showing, you know, girls, you know, you can do this. This is absolutely, you know, manufacturing is not off limits. It's not, you know, heavy lifting. You need lots of muscle. Not that plenty of women don't, because I am one of those girls. I am no weakling. But, you know, it really shows them there's so many opportunities, especially we actually just had a blog come out not too long on artificial intelligence, and even how that's really kind of really gathering a lot of interest with women, young and older, that are even maybe looking for a career transition. And there's so much opportunity out there. And I think it's definitely, you know, a real shame not to put that focus on what women and girls can do in this industry, and really bring them into that workforce. And again, we need those skilled workers, you know, whether that's male, female, whatever it may be, you know, just to really get involved in the industry.
Yeah. Well, and you brought up a great point, Nicole, about STEM Week. So the cool thing about STEM Week is it falls in the month of October. So we love to be able to feed off of that. So this year it's October 19th through the 23rd. And it's really, it's Massachusetts STEM Week. When you will do the hashtag, so we would hashtag it as Mass STEM Week. STEM is all caps. And it's a big deal, obviously, like you're saying, for the girls and for the youth. And Paula, I know you're really involved in this as well. You do a lot when it comes to STEM Week. So are you doing a lot this year? You're overlapping this as well, or how are you making it work for yourself this year?
So yes, we're overlapping this, using the video for STEM Week as well. We will target junior high for STEM Week, because again, you need to expand kind of the reach to younger students. Usually in STEM Week, we go out a lot. We spend a lot of time at schools doing a variety of activities from preschool through high school. This year, we'll use the video with the older students, and for the younger students, we'll provide what we would generally go out and do. We'll provide the blueprint to others to use without us. Try to attach those activities to other activities at home, other builds parents can do with students, books parents can read with students. Our spaceship goes with a series of books from kids from 3 to 7, 8. So we try to provide some things that can be done by the teacher, maybe without us physically in the building this year. But STEM Week for us, and STEM in general for us, started with a partnership with our local school department. So we had the high school of the local school department contact us actually through the STEM network, and Mass MEP was part of that as well, to say they wanted to start a STEM committee, and they wanted to involve people in the community, and would I be interested in meeting with them. And so that grew into a large committee of community members and school officials. And we deliver a lot of STEM education from the industry to the school free of charge. Kind of, it's become a long-standing now, 7-year standing partnership. So I would encourage a teacher, if you would like to work with industry in your area, usually it's a call to the human resources department that gets you where you need to go.
I'm looking at this and I didn't realize it says that, like, you know, last year it was the second annual statewide STEM week and it was a huge success with more than 1,000 events that impacted over 100,000 learners in every corner of the Commonwealth. That's a pretty big, yeah, right? It's really,
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
It really is. So, yeah. It's pretty cool, but yeah, you can, they obviously it's massstemweek.org is their website and you can, you know, go in and find out what's going on. But it's a pretty impressive thing. And, you know, obviously our Lieutenant Governor, Karen Polito she's a big proponent. She's the co-chair of the STEM Advisory Council as well. So, this is something that's very true to her. She's very passionate about, and we're fortunate to have that, and you know, we can work with that and use it as a way for us to help as well, because we do work with, you know, as MassMAP, we work a lot with the legislature and what we do every day. And kind of going back to where you were saying that, Paula, and you said about having a manufacturing, you know, having the manufacturing caucus and getting into, Nicole, I'm not sure if you probably don't know this, but Paula is a local celebrity. They have a little award room in Northeastern Machine. They actually were the very first winners of the manufacturing caucus awards. And that was in what, Paula, 2016? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, big deal.
Congratulations. I know. Too bad we're virtual. I could get your autograph right now. We could do some selfies.
Yeah.
I would much rather focus on the caucus itself than myself.
Okay, Paula, we'll talk about the
caucus. Live in the spotlight. Now. Live in the spotlight. Come on, Paula, take advantage.
So the caucus is a group of legislators, both in the House and the Senate, who have banded together to support manufacturing in Massachusetts. And they developed this award, and MassMEP is a sponsor of this award that started in 2016, recognizing local businesses for their contributions to manufacturing in Massachusetts. And it's a great event. If you're a manufacturer, it's very humbling to go to the event. But the focus of it really is to bring light to manufacturing. And as we all know, and as we all fight and struggle, it's difficult to give manufacturing a modern, high-tech reputation. And so it is a great platform for that.
Yeah, so the caucus, the awards, this year they're October 27th, and the theme is reimagined, because obviously it's going to be a little different this year. So they're going to be virtual, but the awards themselves, you know, I think, was it the first year, Paula, was 30 that received awards?
Yes.
And then last year it was 80. There was 80,
wow.
Yeah, awards that were handed out. So it just shows how it's grown, and that's been 5 years. So it's pretty impressive numbers that we have out there for it. But it's like Paula said, it's a great opportunity. We're very fortunate that we are so involved with it. It's a fun time for us as well. We always look forward to it. We really enjoy what happens, and it's so neat when we get to see one of our own that we work with, like Paula, and we've had, I think, a couple of our other clients. I mean, it's really, really awesome. Yeah, AccuRounds. It's amazing to see that, and to just know that you're getting recognized for. and your contributions and what you do. And it's just, it's definitely out there for a good purpose. So it's really, really neat. So it'll be fun to see it this year and how they do it virtually along with everything else that we're doing. But it's another one of those great things that falls into what we like to call our manufacturing month.
Also, that growth shows that there's been such an increase in manufacturers connected mm-hmm. to their local legislators, and that's half the battle.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You're right. So I think, for us, it was really important to make sure that we got the point across today. We really want to let people know about what is going on and how they can get connected with, Manufacturing Day. Nicole, to have you on, I think in my mind is, it's obviously changing a little bit this year. Do you think it'll kind of stay this way? Do you think we might do maybe like a hybrid mix moving forward? Like, do you have any kind of thoughts on that?
So obviously it would all be guesswork kind of, we're taking each day as it comes. I think we're doing that in our personal and professional lives. Pretty much nobody gets bored these days. That's for sure. No one is bored around here. Yeah. But I really, in my personal opinion, I would foresee, probably let's say by next year's Manufacturing Day, you'll probably see a little bit of that mix. Again, just a guess on my part. I think obviously, manufacturers want to make sure that, not only are they keeping themselves and their workers safe so they can keep doing the work they're doing, but also keep, the general public and their communities healthy and well as also. So if that means, sticking with a full virtual model, I think everyone's just going to kind of assess and weigh, what that current environment looks like then, kind of like we did for this year. It definitely was a day-to-day thing of, what is it going to look like? How are we going to be able to handle this? And again, I'm always impressed. Manufacturers, MEP centers, they always take it to the next level. They step up, they get it done. I mean, it gets done. It's going to get done one way or the other. So, if that means having all virtual events and bringing in other partners to be able to pull that off, we're seeing it across the country. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think there's definitely, our new norm is going to have a play in that. But I'm really happy at least to see for this year, people are still opening their doors in a virtual way. And we also, love to promote what's going on with manufacturers in every state. And to Paula's point earlier about, people saying, I didn't know what that was. We've kind of had that aha moment in NIST MEP. So, a couple years ago, we got invited to tour a facility that was literally 2 minutes down the street from headquarters. And we were like, that's what's in that building? I mean, we even did it. So it was really cool. It was this little strip mall and, we're like, where is it? Where's the sign? Where do we go in? You walk in the entrance and it's like, it's almost like, I laugh. It's like Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory. You open the door and you walk in and you're like, holy cow, this what goes on in here. And it was amazing. I mean, these people were making products that were like the only product available in the entire world. I mean, it was something like that, like so cool. And, to be able to know that, yes, this is in my backyard. And it's in everybody's backyard. So it's not limited to just us here at NIST MEP or any specific state. It's everywhere. And I really applaud all the manufacturers that are still participating in Manufacturing Day. They're still getting the word out. They're still encouraging that next generation of workforce.
Yeah. Well, Paula, do you think there's anything else we can do to keep help manufacturers growing with our pipeline and thriving? Or
I think that I was happy that Manufacturing Day didn't get canceled yeah. because it would be easy to say, well, we can't physically get boots on the ground. You can't walk through the facility. So we should just hang it up for this year. We'll try again next year. So I'm glad that that didn't happen. And it did kind of force us to think outside the box. What will we do? How will we get it done without any visitors on Manufacturing Day? I always think that venues like this, the ability to communicate with the larger manufacturing community, are important things that Mass MEP and NIST MEP in a larger sense help to do. Things I can talk to five manufacturers who I know, but you can talk to hundreds or thousands. And so those are the ways in which I think MEP has an impact in a much larger way than any one of us who's, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid can do. So I do think that there's always more to do. There's always ways in which to connect, or finding where the people are is kind of what our role is, right? We have to go find the people. Yeah. But I do think that you're doing a wonderful job. And I think that you will continue to try to find those new ways and those new people and connect them to people who can help them. And that's really what it's all about. It's really about the community being able to assist others in the community and so on and so on.
Well, thanks, Paula. We appreciate that. I know it's definitely important for us to make sure we're keeping that connection and moving it forward. And I think we were excited too that it didn't get canceled this year for Manufacturing Day, because we're the same way. We look forward to what fun things we can do and how we can help those that are in our own backyard in Massachusetts, such as yourself at Northeastern Machine, Paula. So it's a big deal for us, but I think I'm just going to say this in closing. I want, when everybody sees Paula, it's okay. She will sign autographs. So if you're down in Southeastern Mass, you just want to run up to her and have her sign your autograph. She will be very kind. She's not one of those kind of celebrities.
No pictures, please. No pictures.
So Nicole, remind us again of what the hashtag is that we're going strong with right now.
Yes, absolutely. So for the MEP National Network, we are using that hashtag MEP National Network. And then for Manufacturing Day, that is going to be that hashtag MFG Day 20.
Yeah. And then they can also register themselves on creatorswanted.org, correct?
Correct. That is right. And then we also, at NIST MEP on our public website, we also have some additional resources as far as a blog on how to host a virtual event. So you can check out our website too. And we're also, again, listing those events for the network on our Manufacturing Day page. We also have links back to that creatorswanted.org. So if you have any trouble, I'm sure you won't, you Google it and it'll be right there for you. But if you do need any of that extra help, you can just go to the NIST MEP public website. And if you want to learn more even about how Manufacturing Day got started and evolved, just the other day I actually released a blog on that as well, so you can check that out and get a little more of the inside scoop if you're wondering about the history and background there.
That's great. So Paula, tell those other manufacturers that are looking at dipping their toes in, they can put both feet in, go to the NIST website, and they can learn how to host a virtual event.
Terrific. Yes, I think that everyone should go and visit creatorswanted.org or the NIST National website and find what's happening in your area. Sometimes a great way to dip your toe in the water is to see what others are doing. Replication of events is not outside of the norm, and often modeling yourself against something that's already successful is just fine with the manufacturer doing it. No one's, you know, holding on to their event and saying, don't do what I did because I'll be mad at you. I think we're all very willing. If you contact the local Mass MEP, if you would like to speak to another manufacturer already involved with Manufacturing Day, most all of us would be willing to talk to you, give you advice, let you see what our product is and how we're using it and how you can use it too. So please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us and all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can give us a call at Mass MEP or visit our website as well, massmep.org, and they can get in touch with us if they want to reach out to. Well, we'll have them reach out to our resident expert, Paula Martell at Northeastern Machine. So, well, ladies, thank you so much. We really appreciate you both taking your time this morning to join us and provide the information for the audience. This is such a great topic that we are able to put out for them. And I think it's going to be one of those things that a lot of these manufacturers are now going to be like, you know what, I think I'm going to give it a try. So if we didn't have this opportunity to talk to you today, we wouldn't have been able to see if maybe they will be able to have a little bit more than what we've done in the past. So thanks for joining us for the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. You can subscribe to our channel on iTunes or Spotify. Have a great day.